Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Matt Peterson's here too, ladies and gentlemen. Matt's a member of our Brain Trust, president, CEO of eFile Cabinet, eFileCabinet.com, by the way. And he spent a number of years as an executive in other digital organizations, and he's been with eFile Cabinet now for quite a while, and he's here to talk to us about what he says we need to become more paperless or less papered. Maybe that's another way to say it. Matt Peterson, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's good to be with you.
Good to have you back. So you're all about not killing trees, aren't you?
I'm all about not killing trees and leveraging technology to become more efficient in your business.
Right. So the green part is just a happy byproduct, isn't it?
It really is. It's a happy byproduct because you know, if you can leverage the power of technology to increase the efficiencies and increase the revenue of your business, it's all about the bottom line. At the same time, you can do good for the environment, then I think that you're kind of getting a double take there, and that's good for everybody.
Right. So give us, you know, I think most of us have become less dependent upon paper. I mean, I remember, you know, 20 years ago, we used a lot of ink here in our printers. We don't use that so much anymore. We had a lightning strike in my office a few months ago, and it took us 3 months to find out that it zapped my fax machine. We didn't even know the fax machine had been zapped because we weren't using it. And so, you know, we don't get faxes anymore, and we don't get that much mail that matters anymore because most of the stuff that we need to know about, including a lot of the financial stuff, is digital. So isn't going paperless kind of happening naturally?
Well, you would think that it is, and it is to some degree. There was a stat that came out by the EPA just a few years ago that said that paper in the average business grows by 22% a year.
Wow.
Which means your paper
even
will
now,
3.3 years.
Paper,
even now. Right.
Slow down. Now, I want to ingrain this. I want to make sure I understand. You're saying that the EPA says that the average business is growing their paper use consumption by 22%?
Yeah, that's right. And the reason is because you just mentioned that, Jim, is that we get so much more output because we have printers. And we don't use faxes as much anymore, obviously. But we're so accustomed to, even when we have a meeting or somebody comes to visit or those kinds of things, we make 2 or 3 copies of the same document, even when we're sitting around a table, and then we toss those documents. As opposed
right.
to, if it's digital, anybody has it on their mobile device or their tablet or their laptop, PC, whatever, we're just so ingrained with that, having had that piece of paper in our hands, that's why it's still astounding. Now, HP is not going out of business anytime, and
right.
a large portion of HP's business is not only scanners and copiers, but it's also the toner that goes with
mm-hmm.
that, like you said. So we're still buying that stuff. We're still now.
Well,
we're much
and I
got to
tell you, you know, I've been around a long time. My first technology was the ballpoint pen and carbon paper, but still, I mean, we use a lot of digital. We do a lot of digital stuff here in my operation. But I still like paper. I still like, you know, for example, my show. I'm surrounded by technology and paper. And I use the technology
right.
where it suits my eye and my form factor. And I use the paper when it suits me.
Right, and that's still very common. And even in my office, we don't actually have a file cabinet in my office, the file cabinet. but on my desk, I do have, which really surprises people when they come to the office. We tell them, they don't believe us. And we say,
yeah.
Hey, we'll take you around and see if you can find one. You know, we'll give you a reward or a price. But on my desk, in my office, I have, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 pieces of paper that I use on a regular basis because it's right there in front of me. But that's the extent of it. The rest is actually stored in eFile cabinet, and so that I can bring up those documents at any given time. Now, here's an interesting stat, too. Those businesses that have gone paperless, or as you mentioned, less paper, because you don't ever really go completely paperless.
I can't imagine that I will. Yeah,
less paper is a better description of this type of technology. Going paperless really consists of, you know, taking your pieces of paper that come to your office and scanning those. 85% of what goes into a document management solution, whether it be a cloud-based software solution or be on-premise traditional software that's stored, installed in local network servers, those kinds of things.
Right.
85% of what goes in that is paper. The rest, as you alluded to, is already digital files. It could be PDF files. It could be, MPEG.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We create things here digitally first, and then they become paper.
Right.
And so what you're saying is, you're also saying that things that come to you in paper form that you want to keep, convert those into digital files and file them that way.
That's exactly right. And think about it as kind of a central repository. When people say, or I'm going paperless, or using document management, electronic document management, there's really three components of information that comes into a business. Typically, you're going to get stuff through the mail still, which is still very, very prevalent, right? And you get invoices, those kinds of things. Now, that's becoming less and less so, but it's still a large proportion of what exchange in this world in terms of business is paper. So you get papers that come in the door. They still come in through fax machines to some degree. But I even see people, they get, paper that comes in or attached documents that come in from email, and they print those things out, and then they put them in a file cabinet. So sometimes they go the reverse order. They take it that's already digital and put it back to paper because that's how they store things.
Right.
So you got scanned pieces of paper. You got those existing PDFs, Excel, Word. And
I got to tell you, Matt, in my office, I've got about five big, tall file cabinets, legal file cabinets that used to be full. And as we were nearing the breaching of that last one and maybe contemplating buying another one, we started going the other way. And I'm going to say now, over the last 10 years, we're probably down to only using three of them. So we've actually, by just the natural process, without any intent, any major intention, we've gotten, we've gone more paperless. We come back. I'm going to get Matt to give us some tips on how to make this happen, how to be a little more intentional about this, and he'll give us some numbers on how much it will put in our pockets. 20 after Matt, the website quickly, please.
eFileCabinet.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.